From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. With conflicting reports about who's responsible for the suspension of the evacuation of civilians from Syria's eastern Aleppo, it was not immediately clear today when or if Aleppo's battle-weary civilians will have another opportunity to leave. Syrian government suspended the evacuation Friday after blast and gunfire were heard in parts of the city. Turkey, which has been heavily involved in the Aleppo peace process, said the suspensions are temporary. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has accused the Syrian government of carrying out, in his words, nothing short of a massacre in Aleppo. Speaking at his final news conference of the year late Friday, President Obama stressed that Americans cannot let themselves be affected by Russia.
This is part of what I meant when I said that we've got to think about what's happening to our political culture here. The Russians can't change us or significantly weaken us. They are a smaller country. They are a weaker country. Their economy doesn't produce anything that anybody wants to buy except oil and gas and arms. They don't innovate. But they can impact us if we lose track of who we are. They can impact us if we abandon our values.
President Obama said he spoke with President Putin in September about the alleged hacking of the U.S. Democratic Party and that the hacking did not continue after that conversation. U.S. intelligence community has said that Russia hacked the Democratic Party during the presidential race to favor Republican candidate Donald Trump over the Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. Trump has disputed that. This is VOA News. An explosion next to a bus in Turkey has left several people wounded. Some reports say there were fatalities. The blast took place in the central Turkey's town of Kayseri. That is, various news now reporting may cause an explosion. It was a car bomb. Other reports say the bus was carrying soldiers. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing. Border between Nigeria and Cameroon has been completely reopened now for the first time in 3 years. Observers say it's a sign of progress in the war against Boko Haram. A story now from Moki Edwin Kinzika.
This military band is welcoming delegates from Nigeria and Cameroon, gathering to discuss Boko Haram. Officials here say the threat of terrorist attacks has been greatly reduced due to joint cross-border military raids targeting the Islamist militant group. General Abba Muhammad Diko is head of the Nigerian delegation.
Only a secured environment can provide avenue for meaningful trade and commercial activities, as well as unimpeded exchange of goods and services.
The Boko Haram insurgency began in northeastern Nigeria in 2009. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaoundé.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump met with the current head of the Department of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, after the state of Georgia asked the incoming president to investigate failed cyber attacks on a computer network that may have been traced to Homeland Security. The Georgia Secretary of State said DHS was responsible for multiple cyber attacks on his agency during the November 8th presidential election before and after it. Johnson said actually what happened involved a federal contractor routinely assessing the network. Michelle Obama says the White House needs a grown-up and that the nation will come to appreciate President Obama. All of that in an interview with Oprah Winfrey set to air on Monday night on CBS. The First Lady said her husband made the country more hopeful.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like, you know. Hope is necessary. It's a necessary concept. And Barack didn't just talk about hope because he thought it was just a nice slogan to get votes. I mean, he and I and so many believe that what else do you have if you don't have hope?
The Obamas campaigned aggressively against Donald Trump in favor of Hillary Clinton and argued the New York businessman was unfit to be president. Trump will be inaugurated on January the 20th. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.